preserved from the realities of life over there in that operation. You know, it's just kind of an ivory tower.
But Frank is a good operator.
Very good. Very good. Good operator. He's kind of flighted as the other two guys. Wouldn't give them a piece of the action.
But
I think it's just as well, because if they tried to all three run, it would
only have one man.
Yeah.
He's
been one of our better appointments.
Certainly intended to allow that son of a bitch to get away with that.
Yeah. We're keeping track of whether you're keeping track of our sailor.
And we should get into the building.
We took the tap off the sailor, but we've got to watch him. And we'll just keep him on the string. We had a, remember we talked about Larry O'Brien and the IRS and so on. I did some checking. It seems that Larry O'Brien was already invited in for an audit just last week, and he failed to show up. So they, Schultz wanted some guidance as to how to play this. And I said, okay, invite him one more time this week before Wednesday while the National Committee is meeting. If he doesn't show up, then subpoena him.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And so, Wednesday will know.
Of course, what he can do, if you know, as I understand, he can send his lawyer.
Can he send his lawyer? His accountant.
Right.
Yeah, but I think they got it. They may have it. And it's this. This fellow Napolitan has already been audited. And he has testified, or he's reported, that the Hughes money that he got was split three ways. And we get $120,000 or something. And that O'Brien got
$180,000.
O'Brien got the $190,000 direct, but then Napolitan got $120,000.
Right.
And he split his with O'Brien. And O'Brien got a fourth of that. And so they want to see if O'Brien has reported that.
What kind of happened? They can't do that without auditing.
No, they can't.
What kind of look at his return?
Well, see, if his return will give a gross number. He is not required to break it all down by sources.
Oh, I get your point.
So they're required to justify his numbers, you know, you see.
But unless it was, if you recall.
Well, unless it was withheld or something.
Yeah, no, what I meant is, as I recall, I had to keep my instrument on myself. Salary so much, honorary so much, and so forth.
No, when I was in private practice, for instance, I would have to report a gross number for fees.
Yeah, the exposure topic speeches.
Well, there again, it would come under that same general heading. And it would all be lumped together.
I didn't do that much information.
Yeah, so you don't have to specify the source.
Oh, no. I did it when I was in the Senate because of that.
Oh, I thought you were reporting.
And obviously, I'm in the Senate.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I felt that I didn't care about it. Honorary is so much, and I would put the other things down. All right, so you just put down a gross number.
Yeah. So, they're going to say, where's the Napolitan dough in here? We'll see whether he reported or not. We don't know.
Napolitan claims that he didn't. Why does Napolitan have to say he requires that he didn't corral? Why didn't he just?
Because Napolitan doesn't want to pay income on it.
Well, Napolitan didn't report it.
He didn't pay tax on it because he said he was just a conduit for O'Brien.
Wait a minute, I think O'Brien isn't even a firm.
No.
Napolitan's firm.
No.
Who just
spent separate entity?
Who else is good with?
Some guy I've never heard of. We're going to check him out.
What period of time?
O'Brien was national chairman.
Before the election, during the election, after?
Yes, 70 and 71.
Why the Democrats be doing that? I'll figure maybe they were going to be in next
year. I have any idea. Any idea.
The problem we have with the Hughes thing, which is a 201, it allows them to reopen the docks.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have anything in the Hughes thing. I mean, this just should, because I assume that you can watch it down the honest tape anymore.
Not that I know of.
Right.
And none that shows up in this thing.
Good.
This all has to do with John Myers business.
No doubt.
And,
I don't think that would get it because we scared him.
That's it.
Now, the other one is, so, as you know, Hughes, the lawyer, contribution, he, to his great credit, said to help him. He said, $50,000 is not enough. He said, don't touch me. He wanted him present in what the lawyer money was.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And he wouldn't do it
without
touching. Yeah. They did contribute $50,000 in 68, but that was a campaign contribution, probably in cash. But I don't know how they're going to be able to handle that themselves. Now, I think Morey and Carlton Kalmbach must have taken $50,000 from these people or something from these people. I mean, Kalmbach, you know, he could get the money.
Give me a lawyer today, I'll ask him.
Yeah, how much did he get in Palestine?
All right.
Now, let's just go down the line. Because I was talking to the media, Mitchell about this over the weekend. Would that inhibit you from going to that computer thing?
No.
Because what would that be? That would just say yes, I mean, maybe they didn't make a contribution.
Sure. I would be troubled by that. That is never achieved the level of income tax evasion.
Well, the point is, you really think Uncle Frank can be guilty of income?
Well, that's my hope, that he didn't report this to the Apollo Society.
That could be something.
That really could.
Now, you follow it all the way?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Mr. George Willing.
George is very willing, and he's the one who's doing it, so that we don't appear at it. And he's hot. He says, I don't like this cops and robbers business and all that. And I said, George, this is a major contribution you're going to make to this campaign. He just hang.
Now, very interesting thing happened yesterday. Rose called about over where we were in the asylum. Or was it yesterday? Yeah, the day before. She said she had a call from Bobby Baker at 7:30. That was at the time that Musk was expected to be up. Baker said, told her, I must talk to somebody. Don't talk to me either. I'll talk to you. She said, these people are ruining me. And she said, I had the goods on them, particularly that from Musk. She called, so I was trying to beat him, call him back. If you make a call for Reason Rose, it's because he's around the center. So you can call
sure.
Why would you want to?
Yep.
Perhaps the fastest typist we ever had. She's the only one who was ever been as fast as she was. Fortunately, I'm not as familiar. Bobby Baker got on the phone with me. He said, look, this one, I hate this son of a bitch. He's a disaster for the country. And he says, I'll do anything to help. I said, no. He says, I've got some information. He says, that involves Muskie. And I got some that also involves O'Brien. This was a villain, because after my guy Muskie turned it down, he made her tell me the suit to take O'Brien's at. And he says, what can I say to you? And so he, with very good judgment, said, well, look, I'm going back and forth. So I told him to follow through at the earliest with the idea of getting the information on both Muskie and O'Brien. And also, I said, on any other senator except those who think we like Smathers. Now, we may have one here because Bobby Baker, I understand, is the major one that he has information on.
Sure.
Because Bobby was in the thick with him and he never went to the camp without talking to him. On the other hand, he was a bad man. And they were really bad men. He was about 10 times the bad man that poor fellow would be had Dick Johnson was. You know, Bobby was just well, I think that some people are more honest.
They're less is less able.
Vic was able.
Yep.
Bobby, without question, he thinks he was railroaded. My view is that, let's see what the BB finds out. It's just hearsay or whatever. My view is if it's an Ed Muskie, we tear it to the
sure.
I don't care.
That particularly O'Brien.
Yeah. But if it's O'Brien, but if we tear it with Muskie,
yeah.
Let's face it.
Yep.
I mean, let's see what that tarnished image was.
Yep.
Here it is.
Good.
And if O'Brien, you just might find one of those other white knives, like a Nelson or something.
Yeah.
He'll only turn on the left. O'Brien, God damn, I don't know what it could be. But O'Brien is 190, it's hard to think. What in the name of Christ could he have done for you for this amount of money?
For the lobbyists.
What? For what? You never lobbied us.
Can't imagine.
See what I mean?
Most of these lobbies don't do anything. That is my impression. You know, very perfunctory sort of services.
That's a lot of money for a lobby.
Yeah.
Even in this town. I think.
Well,
right on us. And that's a very... So, at the present time, the Apollo, why haven't we learned this summer? Is there some reason?
Oh, it's just happened. We've been right on top of this within a day.
I just want to be sure IRS wasn't screwing us.
No, I don't think so. Because our guy is still in there, and he's feeding this to us as fast as it comes out. So I think we're very current on this.
And Apollo has now said that he's still continuing.
Right.
Because he is afraid of an income tax.
He was brought in last week.
And you think that he probably had not reported the money himself and his own income?
He didn't pay taxes.
Is he a corporation or partnership?
I don't know. I don't know.
How would he's
probably
had to rat. That's what I've heard.
Well, because he didn't pay any income tax on the amount that he turned over to O'Brien because it wasn't income to him. That's perfectly okay. In other words, if you and I are a private practice, I collect a fee from the client, yeah, but part of it is yours, yeah, I agree, then I don't have to pay tax on it.
And I don't either, but I was thinking that if you were a corporation, you'd probably bury all your expenses in this thing.
Well,
with the company.
With an amount like that, it would be hard to do.
I see, you know.
$120,000. But anyhow, you'll be hearing more about this. We'll keep you in touch. Now, speaking of Smathers,
this must be the involvement. Yeah.
We've got this railroad bailout bill.
Mitchell has already talked about that. He doesn't think it's very wise.
I talked to him just now upstairs. I think his concern is we're not getting enough for it. And,
it's going to hurt us with the Teamsters. I would not
know. No, it won't. They're for it.
They are.
Yes, sir. Teamsters, the truckers, the surface carriers.
They're all for it.
The water carrier.
Where the hell did he get the information and the idea that they were against it?
Well, he didn't know. And he assumed that they would be against it because it was favorable to the railroads.
I see.
But Smathers has covered his flanks pretty well. And he's got these people. Matter of fact, the truckers will put in money and they will give us field men. The Teamsters are definitely for it. Colson has checked. So what we've got is an interesting lineup, and we've got an offer of money and this field help and Smathers coming across, which is sort of a fringe benefit. In return for withdrawing our objection to a bill that may not pass. Anyway, Smathers is here.
Volpe
rationalizes it. He says we are getting some reforms in the bill. We
We got a very sick railroad industry. We're going to take what we can get now and then fight vigorously for the reforms in the new Congress. We'll be strongly in favor of this thing on the merits. He thinks we've gotten a modicum of reform and that we ought to go for it. So he made the case on the merits. At the same time, Smathers undoubtedly will be arguing that it was a perfect lobbying job and pulled it off. And the merits didn't have much to do with it. I don't think he will raise hell with us. He will raise hell with the railroads. Staggers has frustrated Smathers in this thing from the beginning. And Smathers is frank to say that he may not be able to get it through.
It wouldn't be any dog on doing that for the election. Just wait,
George is going to understand. George is timing it wrong. You want to make it later in mind. And then you can also, find out that he's very valuable to his clients because he has really listened to every question. That's the way it is. It's just not our understanding would be an issue.
I've passed the word to Senator Baker that you would not see him on the water quality bill because he's up for reelection and because you would not want to put him in a position of being known to come to you with a case and then lose him. That there would be a death incident for him.
Well, when does it come up?
Probably comes up just before the convention, probably in the next week.
That'll be signed.
Well, you won't have it then. You won't have it to act on until after the convention.
I see. Well, you can do anything.
Yeah,
we can.
But Baker has been pressing very hard because they go to conference this week.
Yeah.
And he's had a turn.
What basically is it? Is your judgment on the present time?
It's a veto.
You would recommend?
Yes, sir.
You agree with?
Yep. That's where I am right now. These guys will scream and holler. A lot of people around the country will scream and holler. But your whole
at the same time say that we are for
clean water, but we're against higher taxes.
But this bill would mean higher taxes. We have a bill which will provide the
said job
without taxes.
Right.
That's that clean water and no higher taxes.
That's the line. And I think this gives credibility to your statement that you're going to hold this line. Now, Schultz told me something Saturday that is hopeful, and that is that because the economy is booming in the way that it is, revenues are going to be much higher than Treasury has predicted. So that we're going to have a much cleaner deficit situation, and we'll be getting revised revenue estimates, and it'll help as we get into the fall.
Yeah. Well, they've been revising that for all the time.
Yeah, but he says it's really dramatic now.
It has to be.
That's right.
I can't be telling you right that much about it.
Well, they predicted some increase, but he says it's really beyond that. Now, I've got an option paper here for you on this blue-collar worker, federal blue-collar workers. And these are the guards and the truck drivers and the people like that who are under the so-called wage board.
What do you mean?
Or probably with the union. The federal employees union, of course, is strongly for this.
Isn't that Lyons?
That's Greiner and
the
other guy.
What's the problem?
Well, the problem is it's just a hell of a lot of money. It's well over the budget. It's $175 million added annual cost. Fiscal 73 budget impact would be $21 million over. Fiscal 74 budget impact, $135 million over. It would put them at 112% of comparability so that they would be on a hit of industry by 12%. You vetoed the same kind of bill last year, which would have only put 8% ahead of industry. So, they're cutting a very bad hog here. Now, the difference in the response of these two unions, according to Colson and the other people who seem to know, is that Greiner would give you a personal endorsement and public and active support if you supported this bill. On the other hand, if you did not, if you vetoed, then he would give you passive support but no public concurrence. Colson's in favor of your signing it. He says by signing you can secure the endorsement of Greiner and cement the endorsement of Ken Lyons. That's 950,000 union employees. Greiner will put members of his union to work in blue collar areas in key states. Lyons will do the same. A veto can be used by the Democrats to argue we don't care about the little guys, part of the big business complex.
Well, looking at where they are, it affects these states. Doesn't matter. Maryland, which is the only one state, California. We don't give a goddamn about the District of Columbia, Texas, North Carolina, this issue, but Maryland, California, federal blue collar.
which more or less underlines what you just said, is that probably could not be sustained, although it clearly could not in the Senate, but it might be sustained in the House. We're still trying to find out.
Sure.
Sure does.
The chance that they're going to have these